Blog Talk Radio.
I'm still watching Monday Night Raw, so let's go with Von J. Horribly horrifying.
Man, we gotta be going through this fucking forest like this, man. This is horrible. Everybody stay close to me, and we staying on track so that I can get back to Detroit like I'm supposed to be. These woods are looking scary. Everybody stay close to me, and we staying on track so that they can get back to Detroit like he's supposed to be. So very scary, so dark, so eerie. For everybody near me, I'm weary. Fuck a cemetery cause they bury the dead. If very much I'll be alive, we seeing vines and hives. And all these trees that tower up are on a date strung out. It's red stripes on your cheeks when we slap your tongue out. This be the bad side of town, it got us looking around. They put it down, we seeing mushroom buggies three to the ground. And oh my god, it's getting darker. Call me Peter Parker cause spiders is biting. I'm hearing noises, they frighten. I just realized something holding on to Crow's hoodie. I'm getting paranoid fast, burning all this mud grass. Something is watching us, creeping around. I hear it feet to the ground, it's gonna be beating us down and half beaten when found on something decent tomorrow.
Now you acting like a little bitch right
yeah.
Now.
Morbid horrors, you can't ignore this. It's horrifying horror forest. Something before us, it's horrifying. branch snap, listen, a twig break, a leaf crunch, somebody's missing.
Man, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, bro.
Let's just stick to this road and be quick to that drug. I took a shit in the woods and wiped my ass with a purple mushroom about an hour ago, I assume. Maybe that's why I always feel like somebody's
watching me. And I get no run.
Save it for your bedroom, man. Screaming fear, you was right. Be scared, bitch, the lion is here.
Once I heard that, I knew that's all it would take. I started screaming like a cheerleader about to get raped. A big ass lion jumped out like he was ready to fight. At least it's three against one, but I'm the only one in sight. My two homies was gone, lost deep in the night. I pulled the blunt out, looked at the lion, said, "You got a light?"
Morbid horror, you can't ignore this.
One dude must really want his music, you know, played up on JR, because he keeps hitting up the fucking JR, like, fucking page, you know, promoting his music.
He must be terrible, then.
Well, I mean, one of his artists is apparently Werewolf.
Oh, wow.
Shows up now for that. How about that?
I was just signing on the computer and did that to unmute myself. That's the perfect time to unmute myself.
And who is this person?
Horror flick music.
Fuck is that?
Uh, out of fucking, they got some artists called Lords of Chaos, apparently, as well. An artist by the name of Big Nasty from Nastyville, fucking North Carolina, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get TVs later. I mean, I'll check it out later. But right now, you kind of fucked on that one. So how about the fact, right after I, you know, posted up what I said about asking people in their damn minds, Juggalo Kevin decided to delete me.
Good job.
That's how it took.
Exactly.
I'm just kind of waiting on the shitty reviews that are going to come in on that CD.
Well, we gave ours. Fucking
yeah,
ICP had lost their day of mind.
We knew it was terrible days ago, but I'm just waiting for the people that got it today and get it tomorrow.
Yeah, but you have the dumbasses up on it and be like, this is dope.
Yeah, all those Lil Wayne fans out there, you know, that are also Juggalos.
Yeah, I don't exactly get how you could be a Juggalo and a Lil Wayne fan at the same time, but sure.
You know, people are Juggalos, but, you know, they also listen to other things. People also listen to terrible other things.
Yeah, very terrible. It's horribly horrifying in the words of Alan Jay.
Exactly. Havoc started screaming like a cheerleader about to get raped.
Bad. That's
so.
So
Havoc, how do you feel about you pinning Austin Aries today?
He finally actually wins a match.
I think it's amazing. Because Austin Aries is a moron.
But you lost the Big Bird.
You know what?
Oh, the sad truth.
You know what? At least I pinned Austin Aries.
Yeah, but it was a 2 out of 3 falls match, so it meant nothing.
Exactly. That was your one ball in the match. And how I even pinned you, who the hell was I in that match? What was it, like, fucking Yoshitatsu or something like that?
And then we hung some black guy in our one match.
A ladder match and the thing came down when I won it.
Fucking standing in the middle of the ring and then there's just a noose hanging there.
I had some black guy let go of it.
Then there just so happened to be a black guy on the ground.
Yeah, I literally, because it was stuck to my wrestler, I just carried to the black guy and let go of it.
Yeah, man, that game is so fucked up, it's not even funny.
The one thing I actually did hear about the 14 game is that they're bringing back GM mode.
But who the fuck wants to be the GM? Nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell is the purpose of the GM nowadays, anyways?
Nothing.
Exactly. There's, like, no GM at all.
But how'd you feel about the computer being used as a weapon?
That was fun.
That was dope.
But that's not as funny as whenever that one video online of that kid losing the game online or whatever, just picks up the keyboard and just smacks the dude in the face with it. Yeah, now that would have been funny if what's his name, Axel just took the fucking laptop and just smashed Cena in the face with it.
Yeah. But no, he had to use a fucking iPad.
No, he had to be careful about it. So how long did that fucking first match go on for? Like a half an hour?
Probably.
That Shield match.
That was just fucking retarded.
That came on and then I left. I was like, this is a perfect opportunity to go do some things I needed to do. Because I've seen this fucking match so many times.
Hey, you know what? During that match, I found the perfect opportunity to do something that, you know, I should have done earlier. Take a nice small nap.
Yeah. And then on top of that, while that was going on, and then the Penguins were completely failing. Like, how do you give up three fucking goals in like the beginning of the first period?
I don't even know.
Like, they're playing as good as I do on my NHL 13.
That's just sad that they lost like that.
Yeah, but you should be happy, though. They're losing to Boston.
Hell yeah, go Bruins.
I just really hope that freaking the Penguins beat the Bruins, man, to fucking shut up all the people that love Boston. And I swear to God, man, it's probably fixed or something. Somebody's paying the Penguins off, man, because of the whole explosion and shit.
Probably.
You gotta let Boston win, man. They can't lose anything else.
You can't lose sports because you just had a big explosion.
That's what it seems like. Like, because the Penguins are fucking playing terrible.
Basically, the Penguins sound like they're playing like a team that's like in the whatever, like the Canadian Hockey League.
No, I'm sure they play a whole lot better.
I'm talking about the rookies, like the 16-year-olds.
Like I said, probably way better. Because these people can't even pass to each other. Let alone get a shot on net, but, you know, that's besides the point.
I think the fucking Crawford Whalers should be fucking put the fucking NHL again.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would agree with you.
Well, because of the fact Connecticut needs to be back in the fucking NHL.
Well, here's your choices, man. You could either have the Kings, the Blackhawks, the Penguins, or the Bruins win the cup this year.
I'll go with the Blackhawks.
I don't know. I just wanted the Blackhawks to win the last series, which they did, because they took out the stupid Red Wings.
And I guess I'll go with the Kings.
The Kings? They won last year. They're not going to win again.
Because ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly. So, Havoc, I saw you were on Monday Night Raw.
Man, I wish.
You were there supporting the Special Olympics.
Wow.
That makes sense now.
Oh, no. But I swear I did see one of my old coworkers from the fucking hospital.
Possible.
Yeah. Because that fucking place, you know, supports all the fucking retards.
What the hell is WWE supporting the Special Olympics for?
I don't know. But, I mean, you know, they do have the perfect candidate there. Michael Cole.
I thought you were going to say John Cena.
I thought you were going to say Vince McMahon.
Well, him too. And Paul Heyman.
So do you like the storyline that we read about a few weeks ago happening live tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, Triple H, don't wrestle.
Yeah, that was just stupid.
We've already seen it before.
Yeah. And TNA.
Yeah. Old ass Hulk Hogan. 105 years old.
It's probably going to end up winning the TNA title.
Well, in other news, I got to say, the Marine 3 home front was actually pretty good.
Tell me he didn't just say that.
He fucking did, unfortunately.
He only likes it because of Miz, isn't it?
Actually, no.
And
I mean,
he has his Miz shirt.
How's that Miz shirt coming, Havoc? We know you bought it.
Yeah, we already know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like aside from the Miz being in that movie that's pretty good.
Yeah, don't plan on seeing that anytime soon.
Me either.
It's better than the first and the second one.
Second one was alright from what I saw of it.
But I'm definitely not looking forward to the fucking 12 Rounds Reloaded coming out.
As for the first one, that was completely fake as fuck.
Now, that brings up my point of what I was thinking earlier. Now, okay, you've got WWE wrestlers in the movies. They're trained to take bumps in the fucking ring. So why not just let them do their own fucking stunts in the goddamn movie?
What happens if they get hurt?
Who gives a fuck?
Then what are they gonna do?
Well, because of the fact fucking Sin Cara and fucking Rey Mysterio get hurt, they don't do absolutely jack shit in the ring.
That's not even a fair argument.
It really isn't. That's basically saying all the small wrestlers get injured.
Well, no one say that much. Because that's definitely not true.
No.
And yeah, it definitely isn't true, but I mean, that's basically saying the same thing there.
They're the only two that ever get hurt. Just stuck in the ring.
They should just both retire and stop trying to get that WrestleMania match between those two.
Are they both dead right now, man? Because they haven't. Yeah, why would he retire? He just got there.
All I know is he tried that WrestleMania match at 28 and 29.
Now, Rey Mysterio, on the other hand, he's been there way too long. He should retire. But Sin Cara, get what you said. Sin Cara just got there, so it makes no sense for him to retire. He ain't done nothing important yet.
Did you just say WrestleMania 28 and 29?
Yeah, they tried to set up the Sin Cara versus Rey Mysterio match at both of those pay-per-views.
I thought you were behind. I was like, man, they're about to be on 30.
I know they're about to be on 30. No, I'm just saying they tried to have that match on those two pay-per-views, and it failed because they were both injured.
Well, yeah, that's the problem.
Twice.
30 is going to happen.
By revenge, I just give up on that match.
Not like anybody even wants to see it, though.
Exactly.
Well,
might as well just give up.
Yeah, no, I agree.
like they haven't been on any shows in a very long time either.
The only show that, you know, the guard's been on so far was fucking SmackDown, and more like he probably heard again.
He was on SmackDown? When the fuck was that?
Last week.
Friday?
It was him versus Curtis Axel.
Yeah, he was jogging to Curtis Axel. SmackDown.
Did he lose by countout?
No, actually, he actually lost by 10.
Wow.
So Curtis Axel has a pinfall victory under that role against somebody who always loses.
Yeah, he uses his father's old fucking maneuver to fucking beat him.
Damn, Sin Cara got the worst fucking finisher ever.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck his finisher is in WWE 13. I cannot.
You want to know what it is?
What?
A submission hold.
Wow. I can't figure it out.
Yeah. It's terrible. It's as bad as the signature.
What's that?
A little, what was that, like a flipping power bomb? What the hell is that called?
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's one of those running ones. You run at them, they flip over, and it's like a power bomb.
Hmm.
Although that move that Curtis Axel did there for his finishing move or whatever the fuck he was doing with it, somebody in the damn game today used that move.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the bridging cradle suplex, which his father used to use.
What the fuck are you talking about? If that was a suplex, then I don't know anything.
Well, as you know, McGillicuddy, he had the McGillicutter, so that's turning heads, which was a running one arm swinging neck breaker.
Yes, neck breaker.
Oh, that's Curtis Axel. He's using the bridging cradle suplex that his father used to use. AKA the handplex.
But he didn't do that move.
No, he did it last week on SmackDown.
Nobody watches SmackDown.
Exactly. Because it's just a Raw recap for an hour and a half of the show.
Just for the simple fact that it just sucks. But
yeah, but it gives me something to watch on the fucking Friday. There's something else on.
Although Monday today, they actually showed us something that happened on SmackDown, which is rare.
Yep. Not that was anything important, but yeah.
Well, I didn't say it was important. Unless you're a Ryback fan or a Kofi fan.
Not really.
Yes, I'm a fan of watching Kofi getting injured.
Man, I was whooping people's ass with Kofi today.
Yeah, you were.
Till a certain someone fucked that up.
Chris.
Now that was John Laurinaitis.
Completely screwed us out of the match. Completely.
That must have been interesting.
No, it's just, you know, typical Havoc Chris fashion.
Exactly, and we watched you in a lot of matches just lose all of them.
Man, no,
typical
man,
Havoc.
The the biggest thing is we're always in the same match, but it doesn't always have the same results.
Exactly. Like, he sent me a picture message of, like, him saying that he won a match. I sent one right back saying I won the same match. And it was a fatal four-way.
So tell me how a game does that.
I don't
exactly.
know.
Not supposed to, but I won't. Oh, well.
Hopefully they fix this glitch in WWE 2K14.
Man, that's more than a glitch.
Yeah, that right there is just one big-ass fuck-up.
I don't even know how it happens. Like,
it's happened numerous times, too.
How do you play the same game, but different shit happens?
Exactly. I mean, hell, we can use the Royal Rumble matches we were in for a perfect example.
Yeah.
Like, we were playing one where we kept eliminating each other, and I eliminated him when there were, like, four people left, and then I got eliminated, and my character was the number 30 entrant, and I won it. And in his match, like, he eliminated me, like, 27th, and he was still in the match and won.
Yeah, you just completely mixed up two matches together. But anyway, you get the point.
Yeah, I get the point. Yeah, I'd play if I could find my fucking WWE 13 game.
If you could find it?
How the hell do you lose it?
I don't know, but I managed to lose mine.
Man, I want to do that, man. I want to be able to just stand up and bullets miss me. I
don't... We're both watching Transporter 2. Nice.
Wait, did you see that, man? He just stood up and everyone in the bullets missed.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen that movie so many times.
Who the hell is that hot-looking chick right there that looks like Pink? What the fuck is that?
Don't remember. But I stopped watching because, like I said, you know, way too many times.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever watched this.
Transporter 2?
Yeah.
I've seen all three.
Well, at least she's taking her shirt off.
Yeah.
At least she's taking her shirt off. Really? Really, that's what you gotta say.
She's hot as fuck.
Alright, well,
she's not
hot
as fuck, so I mean, she's alright.
So, we will go get, you know, a couple tracks from these motherfuckers. Put it up on the soundboard so that everybody can just stop fucking asking.
How about you just tell them we did?
Because they don't want to hear it.
Well, is he here?
So I have no clue.
They told me to put their songs on the soundboard, and that's it. All you got to do. You don't have to play them or anything. Because people have done that to, like, you know, ask me, hey, can you play a song in there? It's like, yeah, sure. And they don't even tune in.
Sorry. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure these guys would actually tune in.
Let them know. If they tune in, you could play their track.
Although, they have some horrible fucking artists.
Yep.
I didn't ask you about that.
Werewolf. What they put it is, they got vampires, werewolves,
zombies.
Zombies?
Sounds. Vampires? What, is this a horror movie or are these rappers?
These are rappers with very generic names, apparently.
Is somebody's name really Vampire?
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't know. But hey,
Frank,
you know, they actually got
Frank
a track. They do got a track up on there that seems kind of interesting. It's called Bloody Condom. I'm so original.
Well, why don't you go ahead and see how that sounds?
Yeah, I'll do that in a minute. I'm kind of more interested in hearing the new fucking Sorrow Seed. Than I am their tracks. That's not even a download. Oh, wait, charge it up for free download. Then I'll get it. But speaking of Sorrow Seed, what do you say we go with fucking Arcana? There we go.
We'll be right back.
And we're back.
No, we're not.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how people ask, I did actually did have a request from somebody from Facebook. I actually want to hear off the new fucking DJ Clay.
Are you listening?
Oh, no. But you're not going to get that request anyways. Because that's an absolutely horrible fucking CD.
You know what? You get plays on the Whitney Payton track.
Yeah, we can play that.
Or you can play the ABK or the Cottonmouth Kings.
Yeah, the only
you
good
play
get up on
a good track off that.
Yeah.
As for everything else, is either a remix or it just sucks.
Yeah, like Goblin.
Don't get me started.
The worst shit on the entire fucking album.
No, I was expecting them to do something different with that track. Not throw Lil Wayne bullshit in it.
Man, I think we're all expecting that.
Well, they're going to a goblin. Nah, damn, not really, motherfucker. You put that in your course?
Yeah, but I think D.E. will probably have a heart attack. Nobody heard that shit.
Oh, he probably lost it.
on that game, motherfucker, probably.
He's gonna keep bumping that, man. Like, yeah, best shit ever. Yeah.
I'm
the evil. I throw concerts in my front yard. Woo!
Yay!
because of the fact I can't get into an actual venue.
Well, I don't know. Is he still on some type of label or some shit?
No. Rick and Intense no longer together.
Well, I mean, apparently he's on some other label, but I don't even know what the hell it is.
So is he on your label then?
He's on some label called Hard to Kill Records. I don't know what the fuck it is though.
Is that your new label, Hard to Kill Records?
No, it's not mine. It has nothing to do with me. It's like some Virginia label or whatever.
Yeah, that'll never last.
Nope. Probably won't.
Especially in the fact that if you type in Hard to Kill, you get like fucking bands and movies. You don't get a record label.
Or you get that picture with that dude that has a tattoo on him that says that with a knife in his face.
Or you get the fucking movie with Steven Seagal.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
But let's get to Whitney Payton going up on her.
Won't believe the nonsense I think. Go ahead and ask me what is real in the world. I'll respond, not a thing. Someone make the room stop. Spin and blare my boombox. The beat's the only thing that I trust. The media I do not. What is wrong, what is right? That's what haunts me at night. I don't think I'll find the answer to the questions that I'm asking. No, not in this life. So fuck it, why not? About to lose it, my God. Let your head nod if you got the same psychotic feelings I got.
Down my mind, it goes where here, home alone. As the thoughts roam through my dome, once I know I just want the cold. Can't shake the knots in my throat. Tell myself I'm not gonna choke. I don't know what's about to happen to me. I suggest not coming close. Nothing short of true panic. I'm a true savage, loose cannon. And I grab the mic and feel madness. And I'm past due to do damage. It's a new habit, flipping out like who's manic tripping now. Please let me off the roller coaster, cause my consciousness is skipping in and out. Yo,
round my mind.
I still think fucking Whitney Payne could have gone a lot harder on that fucking track than she did.
Well, duh.
I mean, you know, probably would have been better to have fucking Tasha Lynn up on that shit. You know, speaking of Tasha Lynn, since Gail, you're right, we don't bump too many female artists anymore. Here we go to Tasha Lynn, When Angels Cry.
Lost in a life where I'm born.
But I think we need to find new fucking female orders, though, too. And
First said that he wants a homemade flyer made by Havoc.
Yeah, right. I don't want a flyer with flames on it. Pass.
That's a definite no.
Somebody needs to get on that Snug Grimmin as new fire.
Yeah, I'll do it in a minute.
All right, Havoc, you can make it, but you can't put flames in it.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the only rule.
There's always more than just flames.
Oh, great.
Not when you make them. Oh, wait, hold on. No lightning either.
Nothing weather related.
You could change the colors if you want to. That's fine.
But first we need to find a fucking pick of just him.
Well, that's why they have Google.
Yeah, I did that. All I'm getting is fucking either him and fucking Scatterman, him and Tech. Some fucking random chick popped up.
Well, where the hell is his Facebook at? Go find a picture on her.
I'll just send you a link to his Facebook. Easy enough.
I can just search. I can just go to it.
You know his name?
I'm sure he has a picture on there.
Yeah, I know the name.
Yeah, he has numbers.
Brim.
No, I'm talking his real name.
But I'm not going to go through his fucking actual page. I'm just going to go to his fucking like page and just get it that way. I'll get some brand new fucking tracks at the same time from there.
Yeah, somehow it's buying tracks off his just released album, Arrogant.
I'm pretty sure that's not gonna be that hard, Chris.
Probably not.
Considering the fact it's gonna be, most of them gonna be up on his music page for fucking Reverb, either Reverb Nation or whatever the fuck he decides to use. Look, I found one. But I didn't want to fucking join nothing, but I guess apparently you have to. By the way, that was an absolutely horrible fucking movie. Fucking Alpha Dog. That was stupid.
I don't know. That movie wasn't that bad.
It would have been better if Justin Timberlake wasn't in it.
Really? That's why you hate it? Yes. Just like you wouldn't watch In Time because Justin Timberlake was in it.
You know, In Time I just heard sucked.
I thought it was a good movie.
Uh, I don't know. I heard it's slow. That's what goes. I didn't want to see it.
Do you believe everything everybody says?
No, but I don't know. One, I heard it sucked, and two, it just didn't seem all that interesting to me, to be honest.
Is it because there was no Power Rangers in it?
That would have been interesting, actually, if they had to put them in there.
Hey, of course, that would be interesting. Maybe some Ninja Turtles in there.
Hell yeah, had the fucking Turtles beat the shit out of fucking Justin Timberlake.
The mind of a child.
And oh yeah, Curtis, you know, yes, I also know Snugbird's real name too. Because, you know, it's actually on his recognition too.
Well, you didn't know it before you got into his Reverb Nation.
Oh, come on. Will you just let Chris feel special for once?
And actually, yes, Chris, I did actually know it before going to his Reverb, too. But, you know, I've also been there before. Let me see if I can add people yet. Probably not.
Yeah, because that's worth it.
I got like three more days.
I just got done deleting people off my fucking page because they don't talk.
I don't know. I think my fucking Page's fucking IQ went up a little bit. Like, ever since fucking Juggalo Kevin deleted himself off my page.
Good job.
I swear that dude fucking brings down the IQ of anything and everything he fucking touches.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, shit, if I knew all I had to do was fucking say a certain track by fucking ICP sucked, and that would get him, you know, to delete himself off my page, I would have done that a long ass time ago.
That'll probably make a lot of people delete you. You said something bad about ICP. How dare you?
Well, you know what? It's ICP's own fault for doing fucking that Goblin track. Simple as that.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, if you're going to use a fucking chorus to do a cover, I should do something that's good. Not fucking horrible enough to kill your career to the fucking grave.
Well, it's not really going to kill their career.
I don't know, fucking, you do anything with fucking, that's got to do with Lil Wayne, that's just asking to be killed off.
Who's killing Lil Wayne?
Well, he's killing Lil Wayne.
I would like to see Lil Wayne get killed. Can I be present during this time?
Shit, bud. We'll let you take the first win.
Hell yeah.
As fucking Chris Holt and calls down fucking Birdman.
Did you say he's going to be holding down Birdman?
Yes.
Interesting.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on. You know, it'd be crazy.
Chris is gonna he's gonna be going for a don't he got like a grill in his mouth and shit. Be going for the grill.
What the fuck?
Well, I mean, come on, you know, what would be even funnier than just killing Little Wayne? Killing Little Wayne in front of fucking baby. So, I mean, you know, someone needs to hold him down. That ain't gonna be me.
I guess that's your job, Chris.
Fine, I'll hold him down.
Yeah, I mean, Chris is probably used to getting age by now.
The fuck?
I don't know. I bet you anything. Yo, baby looks like he's a fucking crackhead motherfucker with AIDS, herpes. Fucking typhoid.
Or he's just retarded and did too many drugs.
And that's why he kissed Wayne or whatever.
No, that's not why he kissed Wayne. He kissed Wayne because he's gay.
It all makes sense.
Yes, it all makes sense.
We knew that a long ass time ago.
You know, they had a nice make-out session, and then they had a bottle of Robitussin afterwards.
Yeah, and afterwards they all ended up in the hospital in a coma, and unfortunately Little Wayne survived.
I wonder if those people actually hear their own music after it's done.
Probably not.
Probably, yeah.
I want to know if they know that they sound terrible.
They probably fucking record and be like, yeah, just throw some auto tune up on that shit.
Like, they go in there, they record what they want, but then they don't ever listen to it.
Not surprising.
Because then they don't want to, you know, hurt their own ears.
Well, there you go. The perfect way to kill Little Wayne. Just, you know, tie him up in a room and make him listen to himself.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Make his fucking brain explode.
He'll probably be sitting there laughing the whole time.
Yo, speaking of which, yeah, for some odd reason, I don't know why, but more than work today, like, I just started singing fucking Ha 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 by Twisted, and every single time I fucking got through fucking laughing like a lunatic, yo, I swear, somebody in the background just started fucking laughing.
Did you say the store in the background?
No.
What kind of drug you on, man?
I don't know. I said someone in the store.
Somebody was laughing behind you?
Yeah. Each time I got to the chorus of saying laughing like a lunatic, fucking someone just started fucking laughing.
Was there anybody there?
Yeah. My dumbass coworker.
That was like the one time I was walking outside and somebody driving by saw the back of my shirt that said ha 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 on it. And they were laughing. And they were ha ha. I was like, really?
Well, you know what? Hey, at least your shirt made somebody laugh.
Yeah, just like my shirt the other day. I swear to God, it terrified the guy working at the movies.
Nice.
It was either that or he was completely confused.
Why?
Well, because I gave him the movie ticket, and he's like, So either he was really confused or he was terrified by my ICP shirt.
Or he was just fucking retarded.
Cause he looked kind of frightened.
Okay, funny enough. Very retard.
And I just figured out that 4 songs off his new album are up for free download on Reverb Nation. And,
no.
Yeah. I can tell you exactly which ones they are, okay?
Do you want a cookie?
Chris, yeah, I already know which ones they are.
Okay.
You don't
okay.
get no fucking cookie. If you want a cookie, go ask Fez.
I'll pass on that.
But yo, we got Cone down in New Mexico. 515, what's good?
Hi, I just wanted to talk because I heard what you guys were saying about the Ha 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 shirt.
Yep.
And, all right, so what happened to me one time is I was at McDonald's, and I have tattoos, you know, on my leg. Every time I used to walk inside the McDonald's, this girl would give me, like, the shit-faced scared look, like, I don't know why, for no damn reason. Like, if I was going to, like, hurt her or something. And then I passed by her again, and she was, like, talking, like, to her coworkers. Oh, well, I had a bad experience with Juggalos when I was young. She's like, and now I'm, like, really scared of them. So I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Maybe she was raped by a clown.
I don't think so.
It's a possibility. You know, I'm just throwing that out there. Or maybe it was just one of your enemies or something.
She hung up already.
That was quick.
Yeah. Well, Ghetto, I think it's time for an oldie but a goodie.
What, are you showing?
No.
Ghetto, I have no clue.
Oh, okay, we got people calling in with some random things. I mean, that's all good, but, like, where the hell are you listening from?
Yeah, I mean, cool. I mean, there's nobody in the room, but yet she still heard us talking about, you know, the whole ha 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 shit.
Seriously, how the hell are they hearing us?
But I don't understand.
Unless, you know, they got it opened up, like in fucking Windows Media Player or something like that, and, like, they're listening.
Shit. Yeah, while you're Facebooking it up, you're listening to Juggalo Rider Radio.
Hell yeah.
Well, yeah. Anybody listening right now should post a status on their Facebook.
Yeah.
Let us know that you're listening.
Hell, or you can, you know, even hit either me or Ghetto and pull a fucking request, but, like, we'll get it definitely done. We'd say hit up Chris, but I don't know if he wants somebody asking you for nudes.
Damn, man, he threw that out there. I don't know. I think just today Chris finally liked the actual page that we have.
All fucking time.
Because, like, I kept inviting him to it and shit, but I don't think he ever liked it. But looks like he finally did.
Well, Chris, you deserve a clap, but I'm pretty sure you already got that.
Nope.
That was like the other day. This has nothing to do with anything you just said, but I posted up that link to that DJ Clay mixtape, and then somebody unliked the page.
The fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it has anything to do with that either, but it just happened because I posted it up. Boom, a like's gone.
Maybe they got offended by it.
Yeah, because I posted up your status along with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, come on, that's true. Fucking, ain't they lost their damn minds?
Yeah, so all you people out there listening in outer space or wherever you may be, you should let us know what you think of that new mixtape.
Yeah. Our advice? Don't even bother getting it. It's not even worth it. Not worth the money.
Yeah. There's no need to buy it, man. Go download that shit for free. You're not missing anything.
No.
I mean, the artwork is nice and dope and whatnot, but the CD itself, yeah. Save your money. Go buy something else.
You're better off buying a bag of weed for that fucking money, for that fucking price, than the CD itself.
Yeah. Go buy yourself a copy of The Calm.
Yeah.
Because we like it like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to, if we even have that up on the soundboard.
I think we do. I think you just played it not too long ago.
I got to double check to see if it's still up on the soundboard.
And while you're at it, you should see if we have, what's the name of that song? Crop Circles? Is that what it's called?
Yep, we do. I'm looking at it right now.
Should play that song.
There we go.
Time every day of the year, but sporadically the circles appear, baffling all through the history of no man. Since fucking with the mystery of Stonehenge, aliens, cults, witches with lawnmowers, mind blowers, nobody knows what for sure. Bloody nose when I walk in the vicinity, but I can read him and I believe that I need him. I'm running through a wheat field, chasing a ghost that loves circles, reaching for portals with time holes, and dance backwards, a chant with the crow people, at the crop circle, I come to know people, under moon rays, laying up my new ways, the new lays, they mowing down in 2 days, 100 years from now, we'll pay for that mishap, with another motherfucking hurricane bitch slap.
Crop circles are talking to me, circles, something, circles, something, crop circles are talking to me, circles, something,
lights out. I lay in the field alone in the middle of the night, try to get my life right. Pray for bright lights, head flames to the wheat rows, staring at eclipse, and the spirits will come out. Dance, catch you a glimpse. They're like artists, connect me to stars in rare fashion. Intricately placed with secrets of white magic. I'm running through the moonlit field, following a little orb light. Open it might reveal any secret. Dancing and I can't catch up, and I almost ran headfirst into a truck. No compass or work, and I'm looking for answers while the sands of my hourglass fall up backwards. Have I lost you? Cause I've lost me too. But if you're hiding in the crops, I will come find you.
The crop circles are talking to me. Circles, circles, circles. The crop circles are talking to me.
Near Spokane, in England, the face of a dead woman shown etched out a wheat field uniquely woven. Hieroglyphics, mathematical genius, predicting the orbital patterns of Venus. In the grass behind your grandpa's wood barn, complex designs drop seconds before dawn. Dead birds scattered throughout the patterns of art, no explanation left by the shadows of dark. Batteries drained of their power in seconds. I'm laying in the crop circle, counting my blood. And my heart, though, headaches and nausea will creep in. And your nose will bleed while you're sleeping. Don't go near there, don't dare beware. Unless you're like us, so don't care.
The crop circles are talking to me. Circles, something, circles, something. The crop circles are talking to me. Circles, something, circles, something. Something solely meant just for me. Circles, something, circles, something. The crop circles are talking.
Finally got you to the house.
This is nice.
Man, that, oh, damn, I got to check this message. You know, I've been filling out applications all around the city, you know, trying to get a job.
Don't worry about it.
I handle this.
Okay. You fucking killed her home, goddammit. What the fuck's your problem, asshole? I'm fucking broke over here. I need your fucking money.
Who the fuck was...
And we're back.
And then we would have went into Deadbeat Dads.
Yeah. Hey, look, we've got a guest in the room.
Guest? Welcome to the room.
Yeah, sign in so we know who you are. If not, what's under Chris?
Nope.
Yeah. So apparently, Chris is.
So apparently Krista doesn't want to fucking meet new people.
Why not, Chris?
Why should I care to meet people? It doesn't really matter.
Well, you know, Chris, you know, you might as well get used to it now, since, you know, you'll be doing it, you know, come the fall or whenever the fuck you go back to that fucking place.
2 months or whatever.
Yeah, you're gonna have to meet new people.
Yeah.
Yep. And the funny thing is, don't give a fuck about who my roommates are.
But, well, of course you're not. Of course you're not gonna know who your roommates are just yet, fool.
No, I don't give a fuck about that. Like, I'm just gonna choose people randomly.
How the hell are you gonna choose somebody randomly as your fucking roommate? Dude, think about it.
They're going to assign you your room.
That's
just what they call just choosing a room that you'll be in, and not trying to pick out the roommates and talk to them and get a roommate that way.
Just think about it as if it was the real world.
I could stand this person or if I wanted to, like, cut their fucking neck.
Well, Chris, whatever you do, when you meet somebody new, do not go up to them and say, "Hi, I'm a music artist."
Well, not at first, at least. So it started out slow with like, "Hi, how you doing?" And then slowly work into gangsta.
Yeah, I know who this be.
Or by the way, slide up to the bar.
How about, because Gail just made a request for that track, we actually play it. So here we go.
Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be.
Too hot in the area. Falling from hysteria. I don't wanna marry ya. I just wanna.
Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be.
Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. I got heat packing the seat.
I don't need to beat my meat. I got time to stop and eat. Honey, suckle, suckle, sweet.
Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be.
Whoa, spinning my yo-yo. Both of you, I'm fucking in stereo. Out of space, talking Pluto. Girls know where they wanna go.
Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. A lot of them know I'm fly. All these bitches getting high. While I'm they on my dick, cause I'm so slick. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Devil's nightmare, bitch.
And we're back, and I'm not sure, Chris, but I don't think Ghetto made a request for it. Since, you know, you're the one who said gangsta here.
I actually never said those words.
I said that, but I didn't want you to play it.
Well, you know, of course, you know, he just likes it like that.
I'm riding a fucking pogo stick all over your face, with Shaggy on my shoulders, adding to the weight.
We like it like that. Fuck you, we like it like that. So fuck y'all.
We love all hoes, skinny old hoes, big bald hoes. We dig all those.
We like it like that. Fuck you, we like it like that. So fuck
we
y'all.
We slap rappers in the head with the mic during freestyle wars and get thrown out the doors.
We rock and roll wear and deeply don't care about what the fuck is going on out there.
We like it like that. Fuck you, we like it like that. So fuck y'all.
Hit us with a high beam, wicked clowns chopping them down live on the screen.
We like it like that. Fuck you, we like it like that. So fuck y'all.
Sometimes my dome feels like a cherry bomb.
I got a pound of fucking head. hit with a hammer to keep them calm. Underground, the devil came around, but got his tail chopped off by Shaggy the Clown.
We like it like that, fuck you, we like it like that, so fuck y'all.
But we the greatest, y'all just keep talking, elevator.
We like it like that, fuck you, we like it like that, so fuck y'all.
We human cannonballs flying with no net, in the brick wall, scarier than show gets. We throw our punches, hitting faces like freight trains, guaranteed to put shit in your hands.
We like it like that, fuck you, we like it like that.
You can get her to correct you to see Deadbeat Mom.
Mom, Staz, whatever.
Yeah, speaking of Staz, where the fuck she been at?
Who the hell knows?
Yeah, maybe she died. We can only guess. So I think it's funny how, you know, she hates the dude that she's with, but yet she puts up a pic from her fucking wedding of it.
Martin is a 4 out of 10.
Yeah, that's just being too kind of aggressive. You give her a 4, I'd give her a 1. Ghetto G, what would you give her?
I wouldn't give her anything.
Yeah, I think I agree on that one.
Now, what would you give the new DJ Clay mixtape? I don't even want to give it a 4 out of 10.
That's way too high. I'd say 0.5.
I'll give it a negative 4.
Damn.
I said a 0.05. I'm saying.
Yeah, because Chris has to fucking be so technical about it.
Yeah, he's like a calculator.
Yeah.
So basically 0.005%.
Let's see. But, you know, but since we do know people are actually tuned in, if y'all got requests, get them in before the show ends.
You know what they want to hear? They want to hear some Psychopathic Riders.
We can definitely do that. What do you say we go with some motherfucking Sunset Riders?
We got a request out here with the sunshine shining out in the hood. Say they want to hear something sweet, something to watch the sun go down to. So, turn your shit back up for this one right here, Sunset Ride. Here it goes.
It's 80 degrees in the D, let the night begin. Rolling to the pig, picking with a gang of friends. 40-ounce fat jack, pocket full of ends. In the hood, sunset, riding work's put in. It's time to kick it with the homies that be down for life. And reminisce for all the riders who ain't here tonight. So get your tank filled up, cause it's time to roll. With my sound full blast and a bitch to go.
$20 on pump two, turn it down, bitch, fuck you. I like to crank my damn loud as I can, understand? The sun is about to set, got me a 40, finna get wet and go. Ride it to the barbecue to smoke with ghetto vet. I'ma fix me a plate with potato salad.
Miss one spot, and the smell of them cute ribs is thick in the air. Take a pot shot to them cops, and don't nobody care. The game's on the tube, a circle of fools rolling dice. Got a little something on my arm, and that little something's nice. Besides the glare of chrome, hardly see my whip all black. Tonight seems so right, even grandma tipping back.
Truck black, right here, where the gap?
Grab the AK and the MP5. When the sun goes down, you know these thugs get live. But I ain't out looking for no drama in the hood. If you keep it real with me, then the shit'll be all good. I'm just headed to the barbecue over at my mom's. Kick it, eat some chicken, fill my cup to the brim.
Hot wax mode, and my truck's all clean. To my host house, I must be dreaming. Food on the fire, 40s in the fridge. And my mama's kind of shitty, but kids. Take it to a movie. Unless I pass out first to get it skewed. Backyard lawn chair receiving a hummer. Sunset riding, I love the summer.
Truck black, right here. Where the gap?
My rims and system, sunset riding on a mission. Got the chicken head scattered to the park, nothing's missing. Cause the rider's showing up soon. The party with goons, and it's all going down under the moon. The queue's going on. Look, you're up. Got that weed brewing, stir up. So hurry up.
And at the end of the day,
I ride off into the sunset.
And at the end of the day,
I ride off into the sunset.
Welcome back to Rider Radio, motherfucker. It's been a long day of riding, and you know you're tired. Now you know you're just sitting back and smoking some grass like a true player. Where the sun's going down off on the horizon, so it's time to get live and unwind. It's a real cool 95 degrees outside, and it's hot enough to cook an egg on a hooker's titty. But you know how that goes. I just took a caller, told me that it's sweet outside. I said it might be a titty, or maybe it's just that open pit. Casey Masterpiece, or that baby rays on the glade. Gonna brush me up, Mr. Dr. Barbecue on the grills of steel. Maybe you can fix a plate for your big homie. Don't forget to fix one up for me. Sweet daddy, you know the rest. Call me Coconut, backdoor rider, finger in your butt, you feel me? She did. Don't sweat it, kids. The game is a work in progress. And right now, we all finna take a lunch break. Go ahead and get saucy. We'll be right back on 187.bitch. Rider Radio. Crush pineapple below, baby.
And we're back.
Yeah, this is a PSA. Big fuck you to big homie.
Nice.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, back to the show.
Big homie's just a fucking, just that big homo.
Okay, we don't have to go any further with this.
Just saying. Because, I don't know, the motherfucker keeps fucking putting a stupid post in fucking groups I'm in. And unfortunately, I had to fucking see them all.
Jeez. I don't think I'm in any groups the big homie's in.
No, you're the lucky one.
I don't even have a big homie as a friend on my Facebook.
Yeah, he's not on my Facebook either.
Yeah, I think I deleted him off mine, too. But yet, I'm still seeing him in fucking groups.
He's following you.
He's stalking you.
But you know what? Big homie, go back and stalk his fucking boyfriend, Adam.
Yeah, where else Adam at?
I don't know.
Yeah, where'd that motherfucker go?
I don't know. He's always posting shit.
Yeah. He's just never around. Shockingly enough. Maybe he lost mints again.
It's not surprising.
Who the fuck is Big Hoodoo?
Excuse me?
I don't know, Cross the Juggalo up on Facebook goes, so what's everyone's opinion on this Big Hoodoo artist?
Big Voodoo?
Hoodoo.
I don't know. Is that what that Doe Doublet dude's calling himself?
Yep, that's the new artist of Psychopathic.
He's calling himself Big Voodoo, though?
No, Big Hoodoo. H-O-O-D-O-O.
Oh. Well, that must be who it is, then.
You know, just to be an ass, I should fucking put... I should comment saying he sucks.
Ah, do it.
That's gonna start a whole load of other shit.
Oh, well. Man, better be good. If he's not good, well, then I don't know what to say about them.
You heard him in the Cypher 4.
Yeah, but you know, you didn't get to hear him too much.
you're going to hear a whole lot of him, man. He's one of the few artists that are still here.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's a good artist and not, like, what's his face that just does cover tracks of everything.
Cool 1A dumbass.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
I think boy is a motherfucker. And sucks at the same time.
I don't know. The only thing decent that Cold 187 did was make a pretty decent looking bandana, which probably had nothing to do with him.
Probably not. Well, let's go into some fucking snug brim. Then I fucking found it again. There we go, this is Adjust Your Knob. What do you think of that track?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chris, what did you think of that track?
Yeah, what did you think?
No, motherfucker, you ain't going to wait for my opinion. You give your opinion first.
It had a catchy beat, I'll say that. And I think it was okay track.
Man, he wasn't even listening.
No, he probably wasn't.
It was interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of dope.
Does he have anything better?
Probably. You found out. I mean, so you got Thug Brand featuring Mims, Red Will Flow.
Mims, are you fucking serious? Mims is fucking terrible.
Agreed.
This is why. This is why I suck.
Let's see. You also got Snug Brim featuring Dre Moe with Spotlight. Snug Brim, Smoke Something featuring Lunatic. The New Face.
Did you say Zoo Face?
No, Lunatic, the New Face.
I thought you said Zoo Face. I was like, what?
That would be an interesting name right there.
Yeah, it'd be like the updated version of Dogface. Zoo Face.
Zoo Face, bitch, just leave me alone.
Be like you looking like a fucking hippo or something.
Well, I'm uploading that, so we'll get to see what it sounds like here in a bit.
In a bit? Fucking show's
yeah.
Almost over. You mean in a bit?
You know, once the soundboard unfreezes. And it's actually uploaded properly. Snug Brim featuring Lunatic, the New Face.
Grab, and it clashes.
Definitely need a good album, though. We can agree on that, just from the two tracks we've heard.
Yeah, well, considering the fact, you know, you said that, you know, you thought the beat was good. So obviously you weren't paying as much attention to the lyrics.
Paying attention to the one.
I think he was better off working with Scatterman.
Yeah. I'd have to agree.
I could probably agree on that, too. I mean, they were good as a duo, but, I mean, I think Scatterman was a better part of the two.
I don't know. I never really listened to much of either one of those two.
I'll be honest, not in either.
I mean, I heard a few tracks or maybe like a whole CD or something, but yeah, it's about it.
Same.
Don't they have a song called like Sucker Duckers or something?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So I definitely heard something.
Too good in theaters, man.
But it was lasted longer in the theaters than the second 12 Rounds movie. See how that went straight to DVD tomorrow.
Yeah.
Really? Is that what we've moved on to?
Yep.
The
funny thing is, it took him exactly 1 minute before the show officially ends before he started talking gibberish. Almost the full show was about gibberish.
Wait, where was he talking gibberish?
Right there.
I was blowing my nose, motherfucker. I wasn't even talking.
Are you even listening to us?
No.
Yes.
Are you sure? Because you just accused me blowing my nose for talking gibberish.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing over there?
Wondering what the fuck is this shit I'm watching on TV?
Oh, yeah. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a fuck.
I have an idea. Click info.
or hit fucking guide. Either or works perfectly. Yeah, as far as
still transporter too.
Okay. Well, duh. It's like a 2-hour movie.
It's the same thing you were watching whenever I was talking about it at the beginning of the damn show here.
I wasn't sure it was over already or not.
Hey, Columba. I had with Neil.
Yeah, oh my God.
But yeah, no, as far as the 12-round reloaded, that was going hit theater.
That's why it was funny. Whenever I said what I said. Get it, motherfucker. You're tired.
Hell yeah.
You've been yawning for like the past hour.
Pretty much.
That just means the weed wore off way too early.
What are you talking about? You weren't high. You weren't giggling.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I smoked way before the show, so about 5:30.
From your high real fucking quick.
Pretty much.
Nah, I smoked about like, 5:30. Came down about maybe 8:30.
About 6 o'clock.
Probably. Shit, when I smoked, hell, I can come down for like 6-8 hours.
Lot of fucking weed then.
Yep. It was like from noon until about 6 or 8 p.m.
You can get high, but you can't get drunk. I don't understand.
The world might never know.
I was kind of wondering why that plane was filling up with water, but that it showed you it was in the ocean. Like, for real, man, it was just flying, and all of a sudden, all this water came out of nowhere.
And I think me and Ghetto will definitely both agree that we can't wait for Fast 7 to see him as a bad guy for once.
So who is a bad guy?
Nathan?
This guy.
Yeah.
Well, first they gotta work in how he even fits into the story.
Yep.
It's probably somebody that Vin Diesel beat up or some shit.
Probably.
But yeah, like I said, they gotta bring somebody new in since, you know, other people were out.
Yep. Including The Rock.
What do you mean The Rock's out?
The Rock won't be a part of Fast 7.
Why not?
Because he'll be heavy busy filming Hercules.
Man, ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly.
Come on, who's gonna go see that?
I don't know.
Hercules, Hercules.
All right, there, Eddie Griffin. Or Eddie Murphy.
I know what you meant. Yeah, because I just saw that episode of George Lopez the other day where he's making fun of the fat kid. He's like, Hercules, Hercules.
Oh, man, that was definitely a fucking, that was definitely the best fucking episode.
Well, are you sure you're talking about the episode and you weren't talking about that, the movie that it's from?
I'm talking about both. The movie was good, and that episode of George Lopez was fucking funny as all hell.
The hell was that movie? The Nutty Professor.
Yep. And I think they did that same fucking skit in, The Nutty Professor 2.
Yeah, I think that's the one it's from. You got the dude at the table. Hercules, Hercules.
You know, I'm kind of surprised they didn't do a fucking Nutty Professor 3.
They didn't?
There was only two of those. I think tomorrow I'm going to go, tomorrow later, since I'm off from work, I'm going to go scare the shit out of my coworkers.
Are you serious? That's how this movie ended? I'm looking for a transporter.
Yep.
And then it went into the third one.
Exactly.
So is this dude always going to be in a car at the end of a movie?
Pretty much. I think they had the third one that way, too.
They did.
Like, what the fuck?
Actually, I heard rumors that they were going to do a Transporter 4.
No. This movie, from what I was actually watching of it, was pretty stupid.
I mean, most of the parts were stupid, but I mean, some of the parts were actually good, though, too.
Well, except for, like, that chick that was all wet shooting guns and shit. That was pretty nice.
Man, I can't believe someone has asked this stupid question on my Facebook. Wait, no, man, I can kind of believe it. But the question they asked was completely stupid. Fucking someone on my Facebook guy fucking asked. Since stepsisters are not biologically related, is sex with them incest? So apparently someone wants to have sex with their fucking stepsister.
Stepsister?
Who the fuck is that?
What the hell?
Like I said, someone on my Facebook asked, since stepsisters are not biologically related, is sex with one of them incest?
Yes.
I'm not sure that's a good question for Facebook. Go find yourself a fuckbook and ask somebody that question.
Here's a better question for you. At the movie theater, which armrest is yours?
Shit, both of them fucked up.
Matter of fact, that was the picture underneath this picture. It says both.
And there it is.
The pissing never stops.
It never, ever does.
Well, just think, this is actually the first time tonight I've pissed. Because,
Hey, I looked out of the soundboard already, so I couldn't play track while he's pissing.
You can't control who walks into your life, but you can control which window you throw them out of.
Yep.
That sounds about good. Sounds about right.
Here you go. One of these days, I'm going to invent something that allows you to stab people in the face over the internet. Yes.
Oh, man.
Imagine how many people get stabbed in the face, man.
Oh, yeah, how about the fact that every single time fucking big homie fucking apparently pokes something and they get a group, they fucking delete it?
Wait, what happened?
I said every time fucking big homie fucking pokes in, like, this one group, the fucking people in that group, like, either fucking report it or delete it.
That sounds like the people that run his like page.
Yeah, well, it's funny because of the fact what he posts about is his like page, and they delete it.
Well, there you go.
That's just fucking perfect.
That is pretty funny.
Apparently those groups do not want to hear about his quote unquote kinky fucking page, as he likes to put it.
It's just a page where people send in half naked photos. That's all it is.
Exactly. So exactly, tell me exactly how is that kinky?
It's not kinky.
Yeah.
It's just people getting half naked and snapping photos. That's it.
Well, big homie, apparently it counts as being kinky.
Big homie, kinky.
Tell me you did just say that.
Ain't nobody want to see that.
Oh my God, I can't tell that either.
Fuck that.
Well, apparently people definitely don't want to see it since, you know, they keep deleting his fucking posts.
That's just great. It's like payback for the one time that I posted about the Ritz interview and somebody deleted it.
Hell yeah.
My money's on him, though.
Yeah. Yeah, cause I guess it's like this one group fucking fucking deleted his post like about like fucking 10, maybe 6 times. Because it's like, yeah, like he keeps posting in that same group and they just keep fucking deleting it.
That's great.
So, the big homie. Dumb motherfucker.
Don't talk about Adam's man like that.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? Adam, you're gay as all shit, too. Let me come on. Only that motherfucker would, you know, will actually fucking lose minutes just from texting. Not talking on the phone, but texting. Come on, the dude doesn't even talk on the phone much. He calls him in here. You know, only thing we hear from him is whoop whoop, motherfucker. That's it. He leaves, comes back, whoop whoop, motherfucker.
You know what? Next time he calls in, every time he says motherfucker, we should put him in the penalty box.
Yeah, then we'd be putting like half, well, half the load of left hand down to call in, and he would say that shit, motherfucker.
Well, only him, because that's his word.
No, I think his word is the fact that, you know, anytime he talks about fucking eggs, he gets put in the penalty box.
It all works.
just because of the simple fact, apparently he always wants to talk about, you know, making eggs and shit like that.
Just do it up.
I don't think I've ever known anybody to get that excited over fucking eggs. Except for him.
What are you talking about? I saw you get excited about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's your favorite time on the video. Now I'm watching it again.
Actually, funny enough, I actually had a peanut butter jelly today.
See that?
He probably did the same thing in that video.
Well, I mean, you know, I didn't get excited over the peanut butter and the fucking bread.
Man, it's pretty funny that, like, everybody that decides to do one of these, what they call modeling pages, somebody always, you know, says some shit and always starts shit with people and then, you know, the page talks about it. Like, you can call them sluts all you want. But it's not hurting anybody, blah, 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 blah. It's on every page like that.
Yeah, I think it was, send me a link for Toxic modeling page, if she's got one yet.
Who? What?
Toxic, you know, the chick that I was talking about, that modeling page that she was going to do for JR and shit.
Weren't you tagged in a photo from it?
No.
I bet you are. Go look at your tagged photos that you never look at.
I'll be switched back over to my other page.
Because if you are, then that photo is from that page.
Let's find out. Waiting for the pictures to load. Let's see. I got a first photo shoot.
What
Well, there you go. See how hard that was?
Oh, wait, that's them?
Oh, wait, that's them? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Well, why else would you be tagged in that photo?
I had no clue it was them.
Got a new camera, and all she does is take pictures of her camera.
Whoa. She's taking pictures of her camera? What the fuck?
She had a new camera, and then she kept snapping pictures to show off her camera.
Oh, fuck.
You know what bitches be doing whenever they're in, like, the mirror all the time? They, have their camera in front of their face and shit.
That bitch is definitely gone retarded.
Gone.
Okay, fine. Even more retarded than usual.
There you go.
Let's see. I'm going to take a picture of my camera. That's so fucking stupid.
Whoa, she's in the picture, too, if that helps you any there, Havoc.
Well, yeah, that helps, but still the fact that she's got, you know, take pictures of her camera like a fucking retard.
I mean, I pretty much have a similar camera one that she has. But I don't usually take pictures of my camera.
Exactly.
Because ain't nobody got time for that shit.
Really? That's what you come back with? You've been quiet that
yeah.
long? This long, and that's what you say?
Yeah, I was busy. Somebody phone on mute.
I don't remember asking you what you were doing.
So you came back with that?
Because of the whole fact, we don't give a fuck what you were doing. Just as you came back with that.
Grab my camera. Take a picture of it.
Oh, that's what you were doing. Okay.
Hell no.
By the way, tomorrow I'm gonna rock my fucking Dog Loader shirt. Said I think later when I go grocery shopping at my job, I'm going to rock my fucking Dark Lotus shirt.
I'm going to go grocery shopping at my job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm off today, so I need to go get food. So might as well just go there, since everything's cheaper there.
Yes. So I saw that Kobe girl deactivated her account again. She must have got upset by a boy.
I guess so.
It happens every fucking day. Bitches are crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. If you're going to get pissed off every single time you're on Facebook, why the fuck can't we keep coming back and then just fucking deactivate it again?
No, I mean the whole fact, like, you know, you date somebody and then you break up and then you get off of Facebook.
Then you come back, find somebody new, get pissed off at them, delete your fucking Facebook again.
Yeah.
Here's an idea. Don't date anybody off of Facebook.
Man, why don't they gotta show these damn smoking commercials, man? They're so fucking disturbing.
I don't know.
I don't want to see this fucking lady that smoked too damn much because she's retarded and now she looks all fucked up.
And she talks like this.
Or the person with the fucking thing in her throat, that's just fucking disturbing.
I make fun of that shit.
Like, these people need to fucking learn. Don't smoke so goddamn much, and then you won't end up like that, Havoc.
Hey. I'm definitely not going to be anything about that.
Yeah. When you smoke every day. For how long have you been smoking for?
Since I was 14.
See? You've been smoking for years.
How much do you smoke a day?
Shit, man. I go to at least a pack a day. If not a little bit more.
See that? That's not helping either.
Yeah, something's going to happen to you.
Again, I also smoke weed too, so weed helps a hell of a lot.
Weed helps. how does it help your smoking?
Does it, counteract the whole fucking cancer shit?
And where the hell did you hear that? Because that just sounds like a bullshit made up fact.
So do you have cancer then?
Nah, I don't have cancer because I smoke weed.
I don't have cancer because I smoke weed. Wow.
Yeah, imagine him going to a hospital and saying, "We're sorry, sir, you have cancer." No, you do not have cancer because I smoke weed.
Man, that's about to be a status right there, man.
It should be a YouTube video made of that.
I don't have cancer because I smoke weed.
Well, hey, I mean, think about it. You know, the people that smoke weed have actually less chance of getting cancer than the people that don't smoke weed.
Oh, yeah, and where did you hear that that was true?
Exactly.
Well, think about this. If that wasn't true, why would they give weed to cancer patients?
But the thing is, they already have cancer.
Exactly.
My point.
They already have it.
Exactly. But see, I'm smoking it before I get it. But
are you saying the people that quote unquote have cancer? When they die from smoking weed and not the cancer then?
Wow.
Probably.
We should do an interview with Havoc on cancer. And then have a doctor come in who knows about that shit. To
go
break
ahead, Chris.
Everything he's saying.
Go ahead, Chris. Google that.
What?
Google
whatever the hell you just said about cancer and smoking weed.
Boo, I don't have cancer because I smoke weed. Okay.
Go ahead, Google that.
And here's what I find out. Smoking marijuana causes inflammation of the lungs, so basically does cause cancer. Good
well,
luck with that one.
Well, Havoc, Google says you're wrong.
And I also found a study that says research to date did not show an increase in lung cancer related to marijuana use. There was even a suggestion that marijuana had a protective effect against lung cancer.
Yeah, and here's a quote from something I'm reading. Wednesday demonstrated doubling in lung cancer for male marijuana smokers who also use tobacco. Another study found that long-term use of marijuana increased the risk of lung cancer in young adults 55 and under, with a risk of increasing in proportion to the amount of marijuana smoked.
Bam.
But let's just end this stupid stuff because who the hell knows it? Because he'll keep countering it. I'll just keep countering it with my source, and you never know what's bullshit on the internet.
Google said, fuck you. I win.
Google always wins. Because if you Google anything, you'll find something for it.
But definitely on a unrelated note there, has anybody ever noticed that rabbit's forehead looks like the fucking forehead of Frankenstein?
Nobody's ever noticed that. No one.
I totally agree with you now as you say it.
Oh, I noticed it.
You should tag Frankenstein in a picture of hers.
That's not very nice.
Just do it. It'd be funny as fuck.
Well, you know what? It's her own fault for fucking deciding to take pictures of her camera.
Wait, that's why you said that?
Yes. I'm sorry, but, you know, if you want to fucking take pictures of your fucking camera, you're just fucking stupid as all hell.
I don't know. I personally like the toilet pictures.
So, in other words, you like people taking pictures of people taking pictures of the toilet?
No, seriously. This picture right here is a picture of her tits, and then there's a toilet.
Damn.
Like, why is that a picture?
I don't know.
Like, back on MySpace, man, I used to make fun of those pictures where people would sit in their fucking sink. You know, take pictures.
Yeah, those people are just fucking stupid.
Like, why the fuck are you in your sink? So I took a picture, like, pointing at my sink or something. I was like, ain't no fucking way my fat ass is fitting in there.
You know, it would definitely be funny, you know, if, you know, someone fucking sat in their sink. And all of a sudden, that shit just fucking broke.
That would be pretty funny.
fucking taking a picture of them sitting in the sink, and all you see in the fucking picture is them falling through the sink.
Yeah, right, dude. Ain't nobody gonna take a picture of
that.
You know, let's see if there's any pictures of those actually up on Google. It's funny how I type in thinking.
It's asking me, did you mean people falling through their skin?
How the fuck do you fall through your skin?
You should look that up too.
That's interesting.
It really is. Don't talk about them falling through their fucking sink and they're asking me if I meant their skin.
Man, I keep trying to scroll down and damn, fucking rabbit ass keeps coming up. What the f-
Nice.
Fucking screen, man.
I mean, yeah, she's got a fat ass.
Well, I guess.
But, you know, we don't need to keep seeing it over and over, over and over again.
Well, I mean, I'm not complaining.
True. But she's got way too many fucking pictures of her ass.
Wait, did you just say that?
I can't believe you just said that.
And unfortunately, usually most of her pics involve fucking her ass and fucking Hello Kitty.
No, most of her pictures usually involve her kissing her stupid ass boyfriend.
Yeah, that too. And Hello Kitty.
And Hello Kitty, yeah.
I mean, why do you need that much Hello Kitty? It's so fucking retarded anyways. I mean, nobody should be obsessed with that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what pretty much that reminds me? Because I forgot to do it last night, I'll do it now.
What's that?
When you see my post, you'll see.
I'm sure.
Be funny, people actually believe stupid shit too. Up on fucking feet and up on shit.
Like you?
No. I feel like I'm in the fucking Juggalo family chat. Fucking people are fucking posting up about, apparently, Von J, you know, being diagnosed with fucking skin cancer.
Dude, that was posted a very long time ago.
Yeah, someone's fucking posting it up again.
That's like somebody keeps posting that, Violent J letter or whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, I know.
It's like you're fucking far behind, man.
There we go. Check your news feed.
one's home.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you see.
Yep. I agree with it.
Let's see. Anyone who is a fan of Twilight, do yourselves a favor and remove yourselves from my page. Twilight is a horrible movie, and it's for facts.
And the fact that, I got someone to actually like that comment, too. Hey, look, even Chris Booker liked my fucking status for once.
Yep.
Wow, that's because you told him about it.
Aww. Hey, look, and it worked, too. So, yo, someone just fucking deleted themselves off my fucking page.
Nice.
The motherfucking thing just said, you just said this, that you lost a friend.
Well, there you go.
Now, how many people did I lose exactly?
Well, just come tomorrow morning when you wake up.
Shit, yeah, fuck that. Do you really think I'm going to sit here and count it? Fuck that.
Well, I mean, if you have, like, an unfriended app or something like that, just check it. It's like, oh, if, like, you delete after people have gone, it's like, oh, I only lost 30 people or whatever. You just count that quick.
Well, so far I lost one. I just lost all respect for fucking tones.
Why?
Because he just put out a track called Underground All Stars the Anthem. And here's a list of the people he has on the track. And y'all will hear why I lost respect for him. Featuring King Gordy, that's fine. Featuring also the Joker.
Wow.
Featuring Loki. Fucking Mr. K.A. Molly Gruesome. Playboy the Beast. Mars. Razakel. Trey Pound. Axe Murder Boys. Gruesome. Mastermind. Insane Poetry. Basic. Spice Queen. And Kid Crusher. But I lost all respect for him just because of the fact he put the Joker on that fucking track. Of course, ghetto. Hashtag ghetto G.
No, it says hashtag team ghetto G.
Yeah, I noticed that. Hashtag team ghetto G. That's what I said. The fact that I'm getting likes for that fucking comment too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I wonder how many likes I'll get for my next ball game comment.
And what the hell might that be? Last one, though.
You'll see. Just be fresh and look at your newsfeed.
Anyone on my page who is a fan of gay ass Lil Wayne, get the fuck off my page now. He's gay, a fag, and completely stupid. The hell's that say? Loose brain cells from him.
Well, it's supposed to be lose, but you know, I put loose.
Why can't anybody spell lose?
I can. I just did that as a fucking example.
Because damn, people always put loose all the time. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, loose?
Yeah, this is a film moment when they write loose, like, oh, that bitch was loose. Like, dude, the word's fucking loose.
Man, I don't even really need to post this, man. People realize that I hate Lil Wayne. And there's a lot of people on my page that actually do listen to that. Fuck.
Man, I want to fucking stand on the Lil Wayne page, but it brings me up saying, thanks to Lil Wayne, I say no homo at the end of every sentence. I'm just going to go on this page and be like, fuck Lil Wayne. So piss people off.
And he corrects himself in a comment. Hey, don't like my comment. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, first.
Hey, you making fun of that shit? That's funny.
I was going to put, like, team whatever that shit is from the movie, but then people might take me serious.
I would.
And I'm not for any of them people.
There we go. Ghetto G, I found the perfect fucking like page that even you'll fucking like.
I already got that. Not listening to Lil Wayne.
Well, here's another one called Stop Lil Wayne.
Stop Lil Wayne.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes, like, boom.
I think it's probably out someone that you fucking just decided to defend that. Fucking, well, you know, against that page.
Are you talking about the page that has 4 likes?
Yes. if you include me and Ghetto G.
And me, now 6.
Why can't I see anything? There we go. There ain't even nothing on here.
There we go. I like there's a shitload of pages up on him that I'm definitely going to go for. Not listening to Lil Wayne, not listening to Tyga, not listening to Nicki Minaj, not listening to Rick Ross.
Hey, man, it's funny. I have all those pages.
Oh, look. Apparently, I already like this one already.
Oh, well, there you go.
Now, this is a perfect fucking pick right here. It says, like to kill, blood on the dance floor, share to kill, YMCBA, YMCMB, comment to kill little B, and ignore to have Drake run you over in this car and then rape your roadkill body while playing Started from the Bottom.
Yeah, I seen that picture.
I seen
too. He took it in the bottom, now he's signed.
Hey, Lil Wayne, why are you wearing such tight jeans? Because they make me feel pretty.
Yeah. I swear it's like one of my favorite songs now.
Hell yeah, dude. And then Degrassi came me because I couldn't act. I started mid class, now I'm here.
Not listening to Blood on the Dance Floor. There we go.
I thought it was funny that he said that he's a pale caveman.
Yeah.
You know, I think what I should have put in that fucking status was anyone on my page that's a fan of Lil Wayne, please kill yourself.
Well, along with that, you should post that parody song, too. Well, that's about Drake. Never mind.
Well, still Lil Wayne died, so you can put it there, too.
Yeah. That's a video of everything that should happen to that motherfucker.
Exactly.
I'd fucking do that too. Throw his ass up. We like the way you sound so monotone.
And a big ass eyebrow.
It's because you carry a skateboard around doesn't mean you can skate. Somebody had to say it.
Yeah, I agree with that one. Cause that.
Then again, the dude can't rap or skate, so
he just die already.
Man, this fucking damn chick added me on here, man. But then I tried to say what up to her, and she don't even answer me. Stupid cunt.
What's her?
Huh? I don't know. It was some fucking bitch. I don't know. Some bitch. I saw her titties and shit on some page. So then she sent me a friend request because I liked her picture.
Now, you know, this is kind of funny a little bit because, you know, you got, because I actually found a page up on here that says not listen to ICP. If you look at every other page, like, you know, not listen to Rick Ross, like 2,000 plus likes. Not listening to Drake, 1,000 plus likes. Not listening to ICP, 875 likes.
Well, that's like all those damn pages that you think are Juggalo pages, but those are the real haters.
Yeah. Let's see. Not listening to the Taylor Gang, definitely.
I don't know, man. Wiz Khalifa, man, he had like a few hits, but now it's just, I smoke a lot of weed, man.
Now let's do the LMFAO.
Oh, yeah, fuck that. Ugliest motherfucker alive makes a song about I'm sexy and I know it.
Yeah, I know. Hey, look, I found a second not listening to Lil Wayne page.
Jeez.
I'm sure you could probably find 1,000.
I probably can, and I'm going to like every single one of them. There we go, not listening to Waka Flocka Flame.
Then we were wrestling him earlier.
Did you stab him?
Exactly. And
fuck,
he was horrible.
Wait. I found the perfect fucking like page. It says killing ponies and not listening to dubstep.
What the fuck? I guess so.
Not listening to Lady Gaga. Oh, it's a group. Shit. Yo, I'm going to join that group. But about to be booted.